This is a book about spiritually surviving and thriving when something goes horribly wrong. In our case, that something was discovering that both of our children had regressive autism. This book, then, is a mixture of our story and God's story, and the way in which His shapes ours. For good reasons, we have to start a book like this with a few disclaimers. This is just our story, and it might not be yours. We're new at this. We may look back in 10 years and recant it all. Our experience of special needs is mainly limited to our children, and our highs and lows may be a drop in the ocean compared to what you are facing. We don't know how to cope when children become aware of their disability, because ours haven't yet, or how to balance the needs of special needs children and their siblings, because both of ours are autistic, and so on. So why, you might wonder, would two novices like us write a book like this? In short, the answer is that 4 years ago, we were looking for something like this. We were looking for a book that was not just the theology or autobiography, but something that talked about spiritual survival. How, in the early tumultuous years of coming to terms with special needs, we could cling to Jesus and even thrive in the midst of adversity. We couldn't find one, so we wrote one. We've written with three types of people in mind. The first, obviously, is parents who have just been thrown a curveball, disability for instance, and need encouragement to grip the rock a little bit tighter and to know God's grip upon them, even as the waves of life crash around them. Support groups are great. Friends who are going through the same things are invaluable. But we know that for us, nothing short of a saviour has been enough. We hope that as you listen to this, you will be encouraged and have your gaze continually redirected to Him. Secondly, we have written it for the family and friends of those who are raising children with special needs. We can't claim to know what it's like for everyone else, but we suspect some of our experiences will be shared by others. So if you're trying to come to terms with what's happening to people you love, this may be useful. And thirdly, we've written it for a broader audience, including anyone who is suffering at the moment and wants to know how to lament, worship, pray, wait, and hope. Our story may well be very different from yours, but the odds are that the ways God calls us to respond are fairly similar. So our prayer is that, whoever you are, this book will help you find God and lean on Him in the storm. We should also say, we took a deliberate decision to write it while things are still raw for us, and that rawness and inexperience will probably come through these pages. Who knows, maybe in 20 years' time we'll be able to write a book about how God's purposes have been carefully woven through the fabric of our lives and our family. But for now, we are feeling for them in the dark. Perhaps you are too. The list of people who have helped us while we've been writing this, family, friends, educational and medical professionals, carers, social workers, church members, prayers, encouragers, is so long that it would take a whole book just to name them all. But there are a few people whom we just have to thank publicly. Our parents have been astonishingly supportive, helpful, generous, encouraging, flexible, creative and sacrificial, and have rescued us from many disasters, either by pitching up to help or by taking the children so we could have a bit of space and sleep. Our friends and fellow leaders at King's Church, Graham and Belinda Marsh, and Steve and Anne Blaber, not only encouraged us in the writing of this book, but read through and commented on the manuscript towards the end of the process, which made the book much better than it would otherwise have been. We also received invaluable feedback from Deborah Reed, Charles and Nikki Glass, and our excellent editor Eleanor Trotter at IVP. Our friends Stephen and Emma Dawson found time in their busy lives to help us with the Q&A section, and for this we are really grateful. And then there is the incomparable Pete Cooley, who has lived with us for 2 years and endured more early starts, shouts, glares, scratches, interrupted nights, meltdowns and hissy fits than anyone should have to. And that's just from me.